Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Gary Moore. He's an account manager national for Clarity, and we are looking at phones. Gary, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you, Jason.
So why don't you bring up people up to speed if they may have not have heard of your company. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, Clarity is known primarily for our amplified telephones. So we bring extra amplification and tone control to the telephone for those with hearing loss.
Okay.
We also do have telephones with oversized numeric keypads, braille keypads, and many of our phones also feature a talking keypad. So, for example, when you press 456, the phone repeats back to you 456.
Okay. We're actually looking at, there's one of the newer ones right here. This is a talking speakerphone?
Yes, it's a hands-free speakerphone, and it's designed for people who may have limited use of their hands. For example, someone with severe arthritis, maybe someone who had a stroke, or maybe is quadriplegic. The phone allows them to interact using any variety of adaptive switches. So, for example, when the phone rings, someone may use a puff switch to answer the phone. They puff on the switch,
right. It
answers the phone. At the end of the phone call, they puff on the switch, and it hangs up the call.
Gotcha. And there also is a talking component as well. And
there is. It has a talking keypad.
Yeah, I'll let you...
Sure. So I'm going to press some numbers.
4, 5, 6.
So the talking keypad confirms for you which numbers have been pressed.
Do all of the functions in this phone talk or just the keypad?
Well, there is a feature within the phone book that allows you to record a voice tag. So, for example, if I were to record your phone number, Jason, I'm given the option of recording a voice tag. So I could say, Jason. And then if I have caller ID service, what will happen is when you call me, the phone recognizes your phone number, and then I'll hear my voice saying, Jason. So I know who's calling.
Okay.
So I don't have to see the phone, or I could have my back to it, whatever the case may be.
Gotcha. Can a blind person independently set that up, or do you need some assistance to make that thing?
You would need assistance. There are not any voice prompts for any of the menu commands.
All right.
Now, the keypad itself has the raised bump on the number five.
Yep.
Yes. So that orientates you to the keypad.
Okay. We should clarify, this is just a speakerphone. It's not... There's no headset?
There is no handset.
Okay.
There is a microphone built into the base of the speaker, so it does pick up your voice, but it's not at all like a standard telephone.
Got you. And what is this one called?
It's called Fortissimo.
Okay.
Fortissimo, and I had to learn this myself.
It's from piano, or from music.
Exact. You have a musical background.
Yes.
I didn't know
Very
that.
Loud.
It means loud.
Yep.
And we chose that name because of the loudness of the speakerphone.
Right. Sure. What are some of the other phones that you have and devices that you have available?
We have the Clarity PAL, P-A-L, and it is an amplified cell phone. It amplifies an incoming call up to approximately 25 decibels.
Okay.
And it also has a talking keypad, so the numbers are read back to you as you dial. The phone also features a speakerphone if you want to hear the telephone call that way.
Sure. Which networks does that phone work with?
This phone is unlocked, which means it's a GSM network.
Sure.
So that typically is AT&T or T-Mobile.
Gotcha. How much is that phone?
The retail for the Clarity PAL is $99.
Okay.
We don't provide the service, but if, for example, you already have a phone that's with AT&T, maybe your granddad doesn't hear very well, you could purchase the telephone for him and then add him to your family plan, and then you're off and running.
Oh, sure, and especially with an unlocked phone, you can just swap in a SIM card, and it would work with prepaid ones, too.
Exactly, exactly. If you already have an existing GSM phone, just transfer the SIM card, and you're good. Good to go.
All right. You also have a big button phone, a braille one?
We do. And actually, one of the other exhibiting vendors here, the California Telephone Access Program, has the phone on their table. They make that particular phone available for free to residents of California. It has oversized buttons. They are Braille. Mm-hmm. And it has a talkback feature also. And it is amplified.
Sure. Have you considered, because most of your products are either targeted towards hard of hearing or low vision people, have you considered producing any phones that have more voice features in them for people who are blind, or is that really outside of your realm?
It's a little bit outside of our realm at the moment. We are encouraged by the fact that more and more speech recognition, voice to text, text to voice, those types of programs are improving, mm-hmm. and we hope that over time we can incorporate some of those into our products.
Sure. Okay, great. If people want to get more information or learn more about your devices, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is www.clarityproducts.com, and it is accessible.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.